Have you decided yet what your purpose in life is? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really getting on your nerves or driving you crazy, you know, they just ask questions that they should know the answer, or they're making requests on you that they should be able to do themselves. If people are just really getting on your nerves right now, you got to remember the words from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. That's a challenge, isn't it? Because some of the people that we interact with, we don't find all that pleasant. We don't find we have much in common with them. We don't share the same values, perhaps the same hygiene. But to love another person is to see the face of God. I call that being a domestic mystic. It's a person who is able to transcend their natural preferences, their natural inclinations, and just love people. You know, we don't have to like everybody, because there's a distinction. Like would be if they behaved in a way that was in agreement with our belief system. We might not like them, but we have to love them. Why will we love them? Because of the God that dwells in them. Remember, God doesn't break into our life from the outside. God breaks out of our life from the inside. Do you consider yourself a gifted person? Do you believe you have gifts? Have you used your gifts in the honor and glory of God? What age are you right now? Do you think you still have a purpose in life? Did you ever think you had a purpose in life? Have you pursued your purpose? You have to have a purpose. When I was growing up, many, many years ago, we received our religious education through the Baltimore Catechism. And it was a question and answer approach to learning. And the first question was, who made you? God made me. Second question, why did God make me? God made me to know, love, and serve Him in this world and be eternally happy with Him forever in the next. So that's our purpose. How does that play out? Well, it plays out in each man or woman's life a little differently. But nonetheless, we have a purpose. And there's a famous book, bestseller, that was entitled The Purpose-Driven Life. Because it's out of our purpose to serve God, to make His presence real in our world, to act justly, to love tenderly and to walk humbly with God. It's out of that that we create the kingdom of God here on earth. Jesus planted the seed, but He left it up to His followers to allow that seed to, you know, just to blossom into a powerful tree, into the kingdom of God. So I think it's important that each of us, through our prayer, through our discussion, through our worship, really zoom in, home in, tune in to the purpose that God has given us. In our family, in our neighborhood, in our church community, at our work, we need to make the kingdom of God real. We all have a purpose, okay? Don't say you don't. Don't say you don't have any gifts. Don't say that you're not educated enough. Your purpose may be as simple as taking care of a child, a parent, a spouse. Your purpose may be simply smiling at people as you go back and forth to shop, whatever it may be. But you have a purpose. Let me read this to you. I don't know who wrote this. The author is unknown. It's called God's Reason. I don't know how to say it, but somehow it seems to me that maybe we are stationed where God wants us to be. That little place we're filling is a reason for our birth. And just to do the work we do, He sent us down to earth. If God had wanted otherwise, I reckon He'd have made each one of us a little different, of a worse or a better grade. And since God knows and understands all things of land and sea, I fancy that He placed us here just where He wanted us to be. Sometimes we get to thinking, as our labors we review, that we should like a higher place with greater things to do. But we come to this conclusion when the envying is stilled, that the post to which God sent us is the post He wanted filled. And there isn't any service we can scorn, for it may be just the reason God allowed us to be born. Boy, isn't that nice? I really, really like that. You know, if you think about it, folks, right now, without any research, it's not the famous people you remember, like who won the Super Bowl 20 years ago, or who won the Academy Award for the Best Actress 15 years ago. I would be shocked if you could name famous people 20, 30, 40 years ago. But I think right now, without much effort on your part, you could name a teacher, another person who touched your life in a profound way, a coach, a neighbor, a relative, somebody from 30 or 40, 50 years ago who really helped you in a difficult situation, who really encouraged you when you were discouraged, who really showed you the way of finding your vocation, your career in life. You might be able to name the person who introduced you to your spouse. I think there's a very good chance, even though you're married 50, 60 years. So it's not the rich and the famous that we really remember. It's the people who've made an impact on our life. The people who helped us to live life to the fullest. Those are the people we remember. And we need to be that kind of people, person, who 40 years from now, people can remember very easily. For example, you know, I hope 40 years from now, somebody will be able to say, I knew a priest named Father Scott. He really helped me. His radio show helped me. His newsletter helped me. His preaching helped me. I heard him preach. I hope somebody can say that about you. Not in the same context. Maybe she was just a gentle soul that I could talk to. She made incredible food, and she shared some of that with me. She was there for me when my child was sick in the hospital, whatever it might be. Okay. Some weeks ago, I was giving a retreat, and there was an elderly priest on the retreat, a Capuchin like myself, who had been a preacher, like I am, many, many years ago, because he was around 86. And when the retreat was over and I went back home, about a week later, I received a note from him. And in this note, he was very complimentary about my preaching. And he said, you know, in many years that he traveled and preached, he collected different things. And he thought that I would enjoy this one thing that he collected, so he sent me a copy of it. It's called The Servant's Reward, and it's written by a man named Roy Lesson. And here it is. One day when you are in heaven, someone will come up to you and thank you for the way you touched their life with hope and encouragement. The person's words will take you by surprise. Soon another person will seek you out, and then another and another. As you listen to each one's story, you will begin to discover all the ways that God used your life when you were completely unaware of it. You will find that it was not only through the big things you did, but also through the small things. Through a spoken word that was not planned, a spontaneous act of kindness, a loving attitude, or a simple prayer of concern. To your joy, you will discover that in all these ways and more, God used you to deposit an eternal measure of His love into many needy hearts. And that's my point of today's program, right? You do have a purpose. Could be big, earth-shaking purpose. Nah, most of us know. But for some it may be. Nonetheless, we all have a purpose and we can make a difference. We can make a difference in people's lives. Overcome your fear. Overcome your shyness. Overcome your hesitancy. Don't use the three things that most people say when they are locked in a position of not acting. Here's the three things. Well, yes, but what if only? You know, yes, but what if only absolutely freezes people in their tracks. They don't reach out with their gifts. They don't contribute when they can. They don't make a difference, and each of us can make a difference in our world. Today, choose. We become what we choose. If I choose this, 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 and this, I become this kind of Father Scott. If I choose that, 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 and that, I become that kind of Father Scott. You got to choose. And it's our choices that will help us to make Jesus' love real in the world. And that's our purpose. Okay? All right. Now, I want to share with you today's food for thought. You know, these are these one-liners or short reflections that really help people. And hopefully this one will help you because it was written by a man named Frederick Collins. He writes, "Always remember there are two types of people in this world. Those who come into a room and say, 'Well, here I am,' and those who come in and say, 'Ah, there you are.' And doing 'Ah, there you are' can sometimes make somebody feel like they're the most important person on the face of the earth." Amen to that? Amen to that. All right, who are our prayer partners today? Well, I want you to pray for the President of the United States. I don't care if you always agree with him or disagree with him. I don't care if you are a member of the President's political party or not. You need to pray for the President of the United States because the President has incredible power and incredible responsibility. You know, with the power comes responsibility. Pray for the President. Call down a blessing on our President. I am doing that right now. Dear God, bless our President. Amen. Would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221. Oops! You know what I almost forgot to do? Share today's humor with you. I got to make you smile or laugh, okay? This one's a good one. An 8-year-old sister was showing her 5-year-old sister a picture of Jesus and Mary. After looking at it, the little sister asked, "Where's Joseph?" The older sister thought for a moment, and with great authority, she said, "He's taking the picture." Hey, let me hear from you, okay? Write me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listened to the program. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. Send me a check from a hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Make the check to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can always visit my website to learn more, Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.